KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police continue looking into clues linking 22-year-old Tyler Robinson to Charlie Kirk. Robinson turning himself in the evening after Kirk's murder. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Authorities in Utah are poring over what they call a mountain of evidence against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. The man authorities say fired that single fatal shot, killing Charlie Kirk. District attorney saying they hope to file charges by tomorrow, but authorities say they're receiving little help from the suspect who turned himself in Thursday.
There was a memorial service for Charlie Kirk last night at the Kennedy Center. Vice President J.D. Vance substituting for Charlie Kirk today on Kirk's talk show, expected to start at noon on the streaming platform Rumble. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on a two-day trip to Israel as the IDF intensifies its attacks on northern Gaza, flattening high-rise buildings, killing at least 13. Venezuela accusing the U.S. of illegally boarding one of its fishing boats in search of drugs, which were not found. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This week, more than a dozen law enforcement agencies across Dane County are adding extra patrols because in recent years, more kids are getting hurt when they're going to or from school. WKOW reports so far this year, 8 children have been hurt on their way to or from class. Now, 13 law enforcement agencies are banding together this week to increase safety for students, according to the outlet. In 2022, 4 children in Dane County were hurt going to or from school. By 2024, that number was up to 15. Local police departments are also distributing slow down signs that they'll put in school zones. Soon, the race for governor will continue to get more crowded. One candidate is trying to make sure their appeal isn't limited to Milwaukee. Stuart J. Wattles reports.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley appeared on the Todd Alba Show, which airs statewide on the Civic Media Network. As he runs for governor, Crawley talks about his experiences outside the big city.
I've been introduced to rural areas as a kid. My father taking me to La Crosse and taking me all over the state, whether we're going fishing or going duck hunting.
While he's been running Milwaukee County recently, Crawley reminded people that he's got Madison experience and praised the current governor.
No, Governor Evers, he has been a great leader. He has led with a steady, calm strength here in the state of Wisconsin, leading us through the pandemic, helping to protect our democracy and protect, quite frankly, our working families from a lot of harm. You know, I spent 7 years in the state capitol, so I know how Madison works. And I've also gotten things done with the Republican-controlled legislature.
Crawley got the endorsement of someone some thought he would have to run against, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. So far, Crawley, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, and businessman Bill Berrien have all announced runs for Wisconsin governor next year.
That's Stuart J. Wattles, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers back at practice today, getting ready to head to Cleveland to face the Browns on Sunday. Baseball, it turns out that Bob Uecker, before he died, wrote a letter to the team that if the Brewers reached the playoffs, they could open and read it, which they did Saturday night in the clubhouse.
I got a letter today from Uke. Before we toast, I want to read it. Howdy, boys. Never a doubt you would get this invitation. You did it by believing. Really miss you guys, and I wish I was there. Things are good. The God Almighty picked me to be on his team up here, albeit I'm the third catcher. It's a great league. No day games after night games. No shadows. Told the big guy about you guys. Play hard every night. You're not afraid to play for each other. He's obviously very interested in a group with this uncommon goodness. Enjoy it, keep it light, and believe in each other.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The John and Gordy Show.
We're talking with Mike McCabe. We have this whole thing where people's jobs are being replaced with AI and robots.
Yeah. We have to make sure that just all of the proceeds, yes, the savings that are achieved by replacing people with machines, just don't go into the pockets of the billionaires. You've got to have a society where the benefits of technological advancements, yeah, are widely shared.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news and sports headlines and discuss Suicide Awareness Month and why the rates keep going up in the state of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX, Madison, living side by side with Sandhill Cranes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
Sometimes you only truly know how much you love something when you get a sense that you might be losing it. And 10 years later, in September of 2025, my friends, I have never loved my country more desperately. God bless America. Stay strong, be brave, and if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy and punch a higher floor.
Woo! Aw. Aw. Stephen Colbert. Wow, wow, wow. Welcome home, Bella. Bella's back from COVID.
Yeah.
Can I say why I'm wearing, we played that clip, and I'm wearing my American flag Alpha Liberal shirt. Right. I have a personal experience from yesterday. As you know, this has been a tough week,
yes,
Chris.
Yes.
Just a lot. Yesterday at my Major Taylor Bike Club, we rode out PCH 45 miles to Pepperdine,
okay,
where they have this American flag display. I don't know if it's once a year. Have you seen that? It's like, you know, 3,000. 3,000 flags or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I posted some pictures, and I just said, you know, it is evident that, you know, all men are, I just did the quote, all men are created equal. I said, this is our America, too.
Right.
Hashtag end racism. And there were a bunch of Trumpers there. Can I just say, there are a bunch of Trumpers there doing whatever, right? They were in a group, all red hats and whatever.
Yep.
Chris, so we're at the rest stop right across from Pepperdine,
uh-huh,
and some of them are parked in red zones, some are parked in disabled spaces.
Uh-huh.
The cops are on the loudspeaker going, please move your cars.
Right.
And I swear to God, I don't mean, but first of all, they just feel like a cult, and they feel like a cult that follows Donald Trump that thinks they don't have to obey any laws.
Exactly.
Because he doesn't.
Right.
They don't have to obey any rules, any laws. They can act like a-holes. They don't care if there's disabled people. There's just a selfishness.
A callousness to our culture.
Yes. And
today.
So, excuse me for being lectured about not being reverent enough about Charlie Kirk. Bill, you weren't here, but I mean, you know, you can imagine, well, any decent person, but anybody in public space, was horrified. I was really shaken.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
I didn't even know that I was clicking on the actual footage.
Oh, my gosh,
and, you know, I mean, it is, you know, as we've said, Chris, how many, 11 billion times last week, unequivocally condemn this.
Absolutely.
Unequivocally condemn this violence. But this mainstream media coverage is officially making me insane. I'm glad I came down and talked to you. I want to get Bella's take.
Yeah.
Because I thought I'm taking crazy pills.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't trust anybody. First of all, Kash Patel, you didn't catch him. His father turned him in.
Right.
Like, even the right wing is saying how incompetent this FBI is.
Yeah.
So, and obviously, when the president of the United States, A, comes out right away without knowing anything, saying, oh, it's the left, and doubled and tripled and quadrupled down on that, mm-hmm, saying, oh, I would like there to be unity, but it's all the left. And as we've been saying all weekend, Chris, And Bella might be able to speak better to this because we're old.
Yes, we are.
But there's a lot of evidence that he's a groiper, that he follows and admires Nick Fuentes. I mean, obviously, Nick Fuentes was acting panicky and disavowing violence, and Laura Loomer deleted all. Yep. They were the ones attacking and calling Charlie Kirk a fascist.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so we don't know, but now at this point, I'm going, even Governor Cox, who we gave some props to last week for at least being
even-handed. Trying to turn down the temperature.
But mentioning the violence against Democrats as well. But I swear to God, I feel like Trump called him and said, ixnay on the ipsnay with mentioning the violence against Democrats. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know who to believe. Where's the reporting on the grandmother who said the whole family's MAGA? There's not one Democrat. I mean, David Schuster, who we're going to see if we can get on tomorrow, just to comment on this media coverage. He said, according to Utah officials and police interviews with his family, Tyler Robinson hated Charlie Kirk because Kirk wasn't conservative enough. Robinson reportedly admired Nick Fuentes. GOPers now scrubbing ex posts and Dems faster than DOJ.
Yep.
DOJ erases names in the Epstein files. So again, we don't know. Right, all of the factors that went into the, and it may very well have been personal if he has a trans friend or roommate or whatever he is. I don't think we know all the information on that either.
As we know from Caitlyn Jenner, being trans
does not mean
you're to the left.
Uh-huh. Right? Ruth Pundit just, who joins us, and talked about one of the Oath Keepers that was convicted on January 6th trans, that Trump pardoned.
That's
The last shooter,
so,
who they say was trans.
Do not
was
make
also,
assumptions about that.
Was also far right, and all the stuff on his ammunition was racist and homophobic and anti-Semitic and on all the usual. The left doesn't traffic in that. That is right-wing hate speech that I'm sorry. Anyway, so I think we don't know everything yet, but it seems like, particularly with Matt Dowd getting fired, the mainstream media is terrified to say anything, stating the obvious.
This is all part of MAGA's plan. They want
to chill free speech. They say what, only Charlie Kirk gets free speech, and we can. Everybody I know, any prominent Democrat, has vehemently condemned this and talked about how despicable it is.
But it's also appropriate to remind people that this happens on the right too, against the left.
Well, the thing that drives me crazy is whenever they mention the Butler, Pennsylvania, and the attempt on the president, they forget to mention he was a MAGA Republican, which is why they never talk about him. So you can't say, this all comes from the left. It's no, this, and who knows, all of the factors. He's not cooperating because the stupid president, already said he should get the death penalty, which, remember, Glenn Kirshner told us Friday, you never do. You don't say that. Right. First of all, he has no incentive to cooperate.
Right.
And, obviously his family is Trump, Republican, MAGA, right-wing Christian.
From rural Utah.
Now we're going off what they're saying, that he was. But again, you were saying they're old like we are. So they may not understand the depth of the gaming world, the internet.
The ultra-ironic world of online gaming communities.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. What looks like something to the left on the surface is something is so incredibly ironic that it's even more to the right of Charlie Kirk.
Right.
Bella has probably seen it in person.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Throughout the high school and college, there were people I knew that were right wing that would constantly make comments like that that seem left leaning, but it's not. It's all irony.
Yeah. Yep.
Sean used the word nihilist on Friday.
Yeah.
A lot of these, and they're always young white guys, that grew up with guns, that it came from gun nut families that are deeply entrenched in online and gaming and all of that stuff. I mean, some of this stuff we wouldn't know, but, I've seen some millennials saying Bella Chow being on the casing means that he was a leftist. Here's a remix of Bella Chow on the Groiper War America First playlist. Mm-hmm. Groiper War refers to their targeting of Charlie Kirk. Chris, how hard is this, mainstream media? Do at least a little, if you're going to tell the full story. I mean, I condemn whatever the reason
Newsweek's
is in the
credit,
ideology.
Newsweek's credit, they're the ones who posted that article explaining what groipers were and how the shooter might have been a part of this world.
Right.
So I got to give credit to Newsweek. They're one part of the mainstream media that is actually reporting news.
Yeah. Well, because I'm just, you know, you have to forgive us with how they've politicized this so instantly. As I was saying, who knows what, you know, and sometimes it's a mishmash of crazy stuff. Yeah. Obviously, somebody's mentally unwell that gets a weapon and kills somebody in the first place. So maybe it is personal because he has a trans friend on that. That's one thing he didn't like about Charlie Kirk demonizing trans people, but who knows? The rest of his ideology might have been the Groyper view that Charlie Kirk was too moderate and too mainstream. And they called him more names than we ever did. I mean, we're just immature, as you know, Bella. All we ever made fun of is his teeth or his forehead, or just really stupid eighth grade stuff.
Yes,
like we've never promoted it, nor has anyone associated with the show ever promoted violence in any way, shape, or form.
No, not at all.
But
now I don't trust a word that comes out of the FBI.
Yeah.
One word.
Or Governor Cox. I'm like, okay, so his Republican right wing Trump voting family is saying, oh, they think, you know, he became more politicized than it was to the left. But as you say, a lot of times, as Bella just was talking about, kids that age, I mean, he's your age.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a mishmash of weird. You know,
yeah,
I don't even understand
layer upon layer of irony, which is a pretzel. It's a Mobius strip that we just can't possibly, untangle.
When I dove into the Groyper, I was like, oh, God, I got to take a shower. I'm like, if they had social media in the 1930s in Germany, it'd be like, wow, that Himmler is way too moderate for Goebbels or whatever.
Says no.
I can't imagine if they had social media even when you were a teenager.
Oh, my God. I just, oh, that guy. I was like, wow. So, you know, anyway, that's just, it's hard to wrap my head around it. Blah, blah, blah. Where were we? Oh, yeah, so... Governor Cox, again, has been one of the more, you know, the cooler heads, but you just don't know the pressure he's under from getting a call from Trump to not,
of course,
you know. I mean, Steve Bannon slammed him for asking for unity, right? Here he is.
He has not confessed to authorities. He is not cooperating, but all the people around him are cooperating, and I think that's very important.
Andrea Younger said, the fact that Matt Dowd lost his job for pointing out Charlie Kirk's hate speech while Brian Kilmeade openly suggests we should euthanize the homeless and there is zero outrage shows exactly what is terribly wrong with today's political mainstream media.
I don't know if you can say there was zero outrage.
Well,
everybody was outraged.
But he gets to just apologize?
Yes.
To involuntary, what did he call it? Involuntarily lethal injection?
I have it.
Involuntarily,
you
yes. Oh, yes, yeah, sure. I'd love to. Yes, yes.
Billions of dollars to mental health and the homeless population. A lot of them don't want to take the programs. A lot of them don't want to get the help that is necessary. You can't give them a choice. Either you take the resources that we're going to give you or that you're going to be locked up in jail. That's the way it has to be now.
Or involuntary lethal injection or something.
Oh, my God.
and then here was the apology.
Uh-huh.
No firing.
During that discussion, I wrongly said they should get lethal injections. I apologize for that extremely callous remark. I'm obviously aware that not all mentally ill homeless people act as the perpetrator did in North Carolina, and that so many homeless people deserve our empathy and compassion.
Yeah, a large section of American veterans would like a word with Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, they like a word.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why is this video being censored everywhere? The video where Charlie Kirk calls for the death penalty for Joe Biden. I mean, I feel horrible for what has happened. It is horrible for everybody.
Especially for
but
kids.
I'm tired. I'm done being lectured about not showing the proper reverence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, you know, you can't say, oh, it was just a difference of opinion that he went to, you know, campuses. No, racism is not a difference of opinion. Saying, you know, black women don't have enough brain power and I feel scared when I see a black pilot. That is the textbook definition of racism. And I'm not name calling, Chris. I'm saying I defend to the death his right to say it. And his First Amendment, but don't tell me there's just a difference of opinion. That is racism. Mm-hmm. And so you can forgive, you know, African-American for people for being a little outraged at being lectured about, you know, honoring Charlie Kirk and lowering the flag and, you know, after being told, what else did he say, slavery? They were better off during slavery. I mean, he said any number of egregious things. And then to have on top of that people comparing him to Martin Luther King, I mean, come on. how do you expect people are going to react, right? Ay, ay, ay. All right. So we have the perfect balance today. We have the rude pundit for the rudeness we're all feeling.
Yes.
Bella said it was probably best she was off air last week and said whatever she said in the privacy of her home. Okay. And
whatever she said to the
Seven Dwarfs. That's why we brought a pastor in for you, Pastor John Pavlovich.
Yeah, you can exercise me, please.
But John writes some great stuff, too, this week. And John Fugelsang spoke to it Friday, just about the whole using Jesus and Christianity when, you know,
he wrote a book about it.
Yeah, but what he preached, Charlie Kirk, was not anywhere close to the teachings of Jesus, as a lot of people have pointed out. Catholic school is a while ago. I'm not an expert. I'm just saying. And one last one before we go. Chelly said, the same people who laughed at the idea of immigrants being eaten by alligators cheered when President Biden announced he had cancer, mocked the death of George Floyd, including Charlie Kirk, make jokes about State Representative Melissa Hortman, a wife and mother, being assassinated along with her husband and dog, cheered for Kyle Rittenhouse, mocked the death of President Jimmy Carter, are now doxing people for not being respectful to the late Charlie Kirk. I mean, the people getting fired for quoting Charlie Kirk's own words is a little chilling. As you said, Chris, and that's the point,
right?
Is to chill other people's, you know.
I don't think you'd fire me, though, if I said
no. Well, Bella, you weren't here then, but he's called me the C word once, and I didn't fire him. So I said, you are virtually unfireable.
Well, you have admitted that at that moment you were being a little C-wordy.
I was being a little C wordy in your defense.
Yes.
Yeah, see, I just instantly became on your defense team.
But that was like over 10 years
ago. As a noted Libra flip-flopper. It's all right, you got me there. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by FERF. Speaking of everything we've been talking about, Freedom From Religion Foundation. I mean, people misusing Christianity. Buy the new book, Separation of Church and Hate, by John Fugelsang. It says everything you need to know. I mean, Freedom From Religion Foundation just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. Mm-hmm. I don't know, gun safety, that's something they might want to look into in school classrooms instead of, you know. Can I get an amen to the Constitution? FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, protect kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution? FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school, because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply. So you just got back from your summer vacation. Maybe you might even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That is Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Foundation helped ZPA reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com. Use the code PINK or text my first name, Stephanie. That's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help
Common
avoid the cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting ZYPPAH.com. The code is PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Remember, ZPA is happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax, but the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Are you an entertainer, the star of the show, or do you like business and growing an enterprise? Maybe you prefer computers and electronics or engineering. Jobs in these fields and many more are available right now in the exciting field of radio and TV broadcasting. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and WMDX, part of the Civic Media Radio Network, invite you to the WBA Career Fair, Wednesday, September 17th, 10 a.m. at Madison Marriott West in Middleton. Radio and TV professionals from around the state will be there to meet with you and talk about the many exciting opportunities in broadcasting. There's a lot more to radio and TV than being on camera or behind a microphone. There are also jobs in engineering and technical support, office management, clerical work, sales and computer applications, marketing and graphic design, and so much more. Come see all the exciting opportunities available in broadcasting at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Career Fair, Wednesday, September 17th at 10 a.m. at Madison Marriott West in Middleton. Call 800-236-1922 or wi-broadcasters.org.
Stephanie Miller.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Girl, I know. I can feel my face when I'm with you.
No. I'm having a stroke.
But I love it.
I'm having a stroke.
But I love it.
Stop it. All right. Rude pundit coming up. Chris, you made a good point. We were talking about... And by the way, a lot of people on the right don't trust Cash Patel or the FBI and how they bungled this in the first place. And again, he didn't catch him. His father turned him in, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we were talking about Governor Cox, you know, initially at least showing some balance and all the violence that's come from the right. And then, but he said, the family said, and then again, you have to get, this is his Trump-loving Republican MAGA Christian family.
Older people.
Said, they said that they believe his extensive time online resulted in him ascribing to leftist ideology.
Which may look like that on
to them,
the surface.
Whatever we find out, I condemn it, no matter what the motive or the whatever.
Right.
But my point is, you know, as Bella's like our translator. She's like our Gen Z translator. To go, maybe because he had a transsexual friend is why they thought, oh, is crazy, whatever leftist.
No way.
Right. And he could very well be a groiper. He seemed to be an admirer of Nick Fuentes, who's a self-avowed Nazi.
Right.
I mean, we're not name-calling.
Right.
Aaron.
I'm tired of people jumping to conclusions that it's about the left when it might possibly be the opposite of that.
I think it's more complicated.
Yes.
But I mean, I get it that he's a right-wing guy, and so people immediately go, oh, it must be the left.
Of course.
But Aaron Rupar said, Republicans are talking about social media as the cause of political violence because it's a convenient distraction from the fact that they refuse to acknowledge that Donald Trump does more than anyone in our country to heighten tensions and incite the crazies. Mm-hmm. Yes, so many real examples of real violence incited directly by Donald Trump. And then shut up, Don Jr., after you posted the underwear and a hammer and said it's my Paul Pelosi Halloween outfit. Ha ha ha. Ay, ay, ay. Brandon in Texas. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, go ahead. Covered that.
Hey, I want to let you guys know kind of a jarring experience that I had the other day. I'm a United States Postal Service employee, and the flags were flown half-staff on Saturday. And when I got back, I asked the question of why we were flying the flags half-staff, and I was told that it was for Charlie Kirk. My immediate reaction was to ask, why would we do that for a racist, sexist, homophobe? And I was met with a pretty loud response. Evidently, a supervisor, unbeknownst to me, was a Charlie Kirk fan.
Any heartbreak, but yep, got it. Rude Pundit joins us next.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information,
Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
That the roommate that we had originally talked about, we can confirm that that roommate is a boyfriend who is transitioning from male to female. So we know that piece. I will say that that person has been very cooperative with authorities.
Okay, Governor Cox of Utah is a noted journalist, Rude Pundit, points out. Again, I need to point out that Jessica Watkins, a former Oath Leader Keeper who rioted at the Capitol on January 6th, is a transgender woman whose sentence was commuted by Trump. Stop assuming someone is a wild lefty just because they're
right.
trans.
Right.
As we were saying, this last mass shooting before this one was all the typical right-wing
sure.
hate speech. You know,
Caitlyn Jenner is our most famous
right,
MAGA trans
right,
person.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank God someone's doing journalism, even if it's dirty.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show.
Hello, Rudeness. Yeah, you a lot of great stuff online. You said apparently what radicalized him was all the MAGA stirrers in his family and online. That's got to with the narrative, or I'm sure the narrative will just adapt to twist it back
yep.
to blaming the
That's
left.
Right.
You know, as we were saying, you know, this feels a lot more complicated. And the problem is no one trusts Cash Patel, the FBI, you know, people, whether
yep.
it seems like we were saying Governor Cox, like, kind of expressed like some unity, some, you know, whatever you want to call it. Trump called him. Now it's like, I just don't know what to. And of course, the shooter himself is not cooperating. So I think, because clearly there's a lot of evidence that he, you know, was a groiper, right? I mean, so that's there could be a number of mishmash of reasons he didn't like Charlie Kirk, right?
Yeah, no, say Charlie Pierce.
Yeah,
I know. Sorry, I keep saying that.
Oh, my God.
I'm used to my Charlie. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And by the way, if somebody did shoot Charlie Pierce, I bet he would appreciate it if people mocked it.
Stop it.
Oh.
So, Rudeness, yeah, I Tyler Robinson's grandmother says all of her family's MAGA, doesn't know any single one who's a Democrat, crickets from MAGA. I just feel like the mainstream media seems scared S-less. To really,
yeah.
like, you know, again, every time you mention Butler, you have to mention that was a Trump-voting Republican.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And the thing, the other thing that this does is it totally Fs up the narrative of, you know, oh, be raised in this kind of family and you'll turn out to be a good patriotic American, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like that.
They may have an agenda, too, and or, like Chris said, just be of an age where they don't get the whole, like, depths of online
irony,
griperdom or
right.
whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it is, you know, for a lot of people, it is hard to understand how online people are, how online, you know, the youth is that they live large chunks of their lives just, you know, streaming on Twitch or yeah. you know, just being online playing games with their friends.
Bella agrees with Governor Cox on that. Go touch grass. I
yes.
think he said that.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, there is something rude. And again, I don't mean to sound like an old fogey. I mean, she's wearing the shawl this morning. So she's,
I know.
You know,
I'm wearing my grandma's shawl.
She said she was more liberal in high school.
You're wearing a schmata? You're a schmata this morning?
But I lost my point.
I don't
Help, Bella, mommy.
She's
anyway,
I don't know.
Forget it. No, I...
I'm sorry.
I was saying... No, to sound like, you know, a fogey, but it just... This didn't happen when we were all growing up with this frequency. There was something going on with people not connecting to other humans that, you know, they're just online 24-7, whether it's, you know...
If you're getting a barrage of hate and there's... You don't even have to make an effort to get it. I mean, you know, you used to have to dress up and go to a Klan rally.
Yeah.
But now... you can just have your own, you know, virtual online Klan rally on Zoom.
On Discord.
And, you know, you can put up a something blocking your image right there. It's just easy. It's easy to get into that, and it's easy to get guns. I mean, if you're gonna have a gun culture, it's not only going to affect people you don't like.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the other thing. When I was growing up, I wouldn't have the first idea where to get a gun. I don't think anybody I went to school with would have either. I mean, you know.
It was when the NRA decided that this was the way they wanted to go, is loosening gun laws because, you know, they wanted to build their membership around radical right-wing politics and away from, you know, hunting. And this was what we get. And so it's all
and
piece.
In that way, this is the typical right-wing white, you know, right-wing Christian gun nut family that, you know, is obviously pictures of him with guns going back forever.
Isn't that charming?
By the way, mild-mannered college professor, Carrie Lake says Kirk's killer was radicalized in college. He did one semester online during COVID at Utah State. I mean, they just will do anything except talk about the guns, right?
Can I just point out something, though, if I may speak about colleges?
Sure.
Yes, please.
It's that Turning Point USA has chapters at over 800 colleges and universities, including Harvard, including Berkeley. Now, it seems to me like if these were intolerant, radical places that didn't want anybody right-wing there, then they wouldn't have allowed Turning Point USA to have a chapter.
That's
but
right.
They did, and they were organized, and they are active, and nobody says anything about it, because what we want is a free exchange of ideas. And sorry, if our ideas are not the ideas that you were raised with, that's called learning.
Right.
Very good point, Rude.
Yeah. You said the website devoted to doxing anyone who posts anything slightly negative about Charlie Kirk is completely effing insane. I mean, again, people quoting Charlie Kirk's actual words are being accused of smearing him or whatever it is?
The stuff that was on there, now it's changed. They changed it from Charlie's murderers to the Charlie Kirk data center. And they're trying to dox anyone that said anything like, you know, even slightly critical of Charlie Kirk because, you know, he's Jesus now.
Yeah. Well, and we already played it, but Brian Kilmeade endorses euthanizing homeless people. Involuntary lethal injection, he called it. And you just said, you know, like this used to end careers. Now it's fine to call for mass murder. Just don't say anything mean about Charlie Kirk. I mean, the double standard is, you know. Yeah.
Well, it's also everyone wants to be a cop now. You know, we see it with the growing numbers of ICE agents. Everybody wants to have that little taste of power. And if you're the jolt you get is from you know, sending something to Marsha Blackburn so that she can whine at a college president until they fire someone. Well, that gives you that little jolt of satisfaction of having some power over and making somebody's life miserable because you suck.
Yeah.
By the way, can I do you mind if I do something real quick?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Speaking of Charlie Kirk's words, you know that there's a transcript, and I'm not making this up, there's a transcript of his final episode of his podcast.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Do you want to hear one of the things he said on the final episode of his podcast?
Sure.
Yeah. Here's what he was talking about. And again, I will say, you know, as I've said, I do not celebrate his death, but I do not have to celebrate his life. That's where I am. And this is what he said. He said, here's the tweet that I sent out. Quote, if a random white person simply walked up to and stabbed a nice law-abiding black person for no reason, it would be apocalyptic. Huge national story used to impose national sweeping political changes on the whole country. Of course this is true. Everybody knows this is true. Our media thirst for stories like that. I want you to imagine if a white guy sitting on a bus and a black woman just on her phone, and all of a sudden the white guy took out a knife and just stabbed her in the neck repeatedly. How do you think the media would react? We would have protests. Wendy's, I'll tell you right now, there would be 100 burned Wendy's around the world. I mean, in every city. It would be so hot on top, they'd start burning the Denny's. Now, this is the part that gets me. They use Emmett Till 70 years later because of this, because it's a case of a horrifying murder of an innocent black person by hate for white. It's so rare, they have to go back 70 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was on his last episode. So, you know, I'm just reading his words.
Right.
His
words in context, too. Yeah. You just weren't taking a little sentence.
Someone posted, Rude, afraid to fly with a black pilot? Babe, black women literally calculated the math that got us to the moon. Mm-hmm. If you trust NASA, you can trust the cockpit. I mean,
If you actually believed, you know, if you're somebody out there saying, oh, Charlie Kirk believed in free speech, he believed in arguments and things like that, then wouldn't he want this? I mean, you know, wouldn't it be like, I'm inspiring arguments, isn't it? Because if you're not okay with that, then you don't actually agree with what you're claiming Charlie Kirk wanted.
Yeah. By the way, so Kash Patel, Wolves says Kash Patel must be relieved the suspected assailant's father turned him in, because if it had gone on any longer, it would have been even more apparent that Patel hasn't the slightest clue what he's doing or how to lead a law enforcement agency. And that's coming from the right and the left. So we can be excused for saying we're not sure we trust anything Kash Patel. No. When you've already had the president say it's the left. Kash Patel better produce that, right? So they're going to say, oh, the MAGA family said this, but not the grandmother that said they're all MAGA, you know, or, you know, nothing that, or him be following Nick Fuentes, right?
You want me to get all conspiracy-minded? You know what the big screw-up was? They didn't kill the guy before he turned himself in.
Yeah,
because if he's dead, it's easier to create a narrative.
Yeah, well, let's hope he doesn't get Epstein'd. And by the way, I'm afraid of this escalating in any direction, Rude. And I would be afraid if I were Nick Fuentes or Laura Loomer. I mean, you know, they were some of the prime attackers of Charlie Kirk online, you know, and so
Laura
knows.
Laura Loomer has some kind of, you know, coding, slick coding on her that prevents her from being held responsible for anything.
It's
like some kind of protective gelatinous
shield
she injects into herself.
Our friend Mike Nellis just had to call Chicago police because of threats made directly to him and his 6-year-old son by Laura Loomer. Mm-hmm.
That's what should be happening when people complain about what somebody said online, and somebody calls up and rants and raves about what somebody said online. The employer should be saying to the employee, hey, just want to make sure you're safe, not F you, you're fired because, you know, you made a MAGA person sad.
Yeah. Yeah. You, by the way, Kash Patel, you said he always looks like he was just told that he got syphilis from the donkey that he f***ed. Now, someone had a betting pool how many times you were going to have to say allegedly after something I said this morning. I guess that's allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, it's
a supposition. That's
exactly
what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
satire. For now, that's protected. For now.
Uh-huh. This is Ryan this morning. I just want a president who doesn't intentionally make everything worse for everyone all the time. Maybe that's something we can all agree on, right? There is just not enough gasoline to throw on the fire for him. He's done it now, doubled and tripled down ever since this tragedy.
Every chance that he can, he will do that. And any chance he has where he can tell everyone to calm down, he won't. He will just say, hey, this is the left, this is Democrats, and they're fascists, but it's okay if I say they're fascists.
And by the
way,
he wasn't registered as anything. They're making it sound like he was the head of the DNC. He wasn't registered as anything. There's obviously
evidence. It doesn't matter. People keep saying the stupidest things, just making up stuff about him, you know, and it's just going to keep going, and people are going to start believing that, and we've seen this so many times, and it's exhausting, because right now, all they've got is lies. lies. They traffic in lies. Yeah. And, you know, and that's what Charlie Kirk did. He trafficked in lies. He promoted lies and he wanted people to believe lies. And if all you ever saw of Charlie Kirk was him out there doing his, you know, being speaking for Christianity and, you know, talking about Jesus and everything, well, you missed a whole bunch of stuff. You missed the Turning Point USA professor watch list where they, you know, friends of mine were on it and they were attacked savagely by because they were on that list and got doxxed and threatened. Yeah. And it's like, you know, stop pretending like this is just some innocuous public speaker. He wasn't. And again, he didn't deserve any of this.
Nope.
I'm against any kind of school shooting, any gun violence, any use of guns.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't care who the victim is.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Rudeness, stay safe. We love you.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I did a lot of good for myself today.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck to yourself.
Good luck to you, sir. All right.
Yeah. And you know, I really wanted to stop talking about this, but apparently it's going to be impossible.
Yeah. All right. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Field of Greens.
Field of Greens.
Picture me running through my field of greens.
Oh,
whee!
Yeah.
So, you know, we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Now it matches my big lie age that I talk about on the outside.
Okay.
So I'm not really lying as much as I was, you know, pre-Field of Greens.
Sure.
Yeah. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods, not enough fruit and veggies. Many, perhaps most, are 10 years plus older on the inside than their actual age. Ticking time bombs. Major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's it. Didn't change their eating, drinking, anything else. Just added Field of Greens. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I got a birthday coming up, so.
Oh, boy.
You know. Okay. Field of Greens, doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. Go now. Use the promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. You get 20% off. That's fieldofgreens.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Could you turn that racket down? I'm trying to iron in here.
Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor. No more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com. Stephanie. Well, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, like mine was, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts for any changes, and if fraud does happen, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie right now. That is Home Title Lock. .com/Stephanie.
92.7 WMDX. Helping to keep Madison weird.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Enrollment has dropped slightly in the UW system, and leaders say it's at least partially because there are far fewer international students. System officials released preliminary enrollment numbers, and there are 164,000 students statewide. That's a slight drop. There are about 100 fewer students this year than last year. UW leaders did not release data on international students, but they did reference one projection that estimates American universities could have a 15% decrease in international student enrollment. The trends at UW-Madison mirror those of the rest of the system. There are slightly fewer Badgers this year. 8 of the 13 universities in the system had more students than last year. And lawmakers are trying to make sure more Wisconsinites get Packers games on cable. Lisa Hale reports.
A couple of Wisconsin lawmakers from opposite sides of the political divide have come together for a cause close to the hearts of Wisconsinites, the Green Bay Packers. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Congressman Tony Weed have introduced the Go Pack Go Act, designed to allow Packers fans in Wisconsin, no matter where they live, to watch the Pack play on television. Over 400,000 people living in Wisconsin counties are considered either a part of Minnesota or Michigan television markets, so they end up watching either the Lions or the Vikings games instead of the Packers if the games are scheduled at the same time. The Go Pack Go Act would require cable and satellite companies to give Wisconsin subscribers access to games from a Wisconsin market.
Now, Senator Baldwin has introduced this act at least twice since 2018, and it hasn't gone anywhere before. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Maggie Dawn.
We're joined at 5 p.m. by Wisconsin Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ryan Sternad. We dig into why he's running and what he proposes for Wisconsin's future.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Yeah, traveling nurses said Charlie Kirk's killer is a white Mormon who followed Laura Loomer and Nick Fuentes online, two people further right than Charlie Kirk, who had criticized Charlie for not being more extreme than he was. He is a gun-obsessed son of a MAGA cop. He is a white supremacist. He's not a leftist. He's not transgender. He's not a drag queen. He's not an immigrant. And as we can keep saying over and over, Chris, him having a trans roommate, friend...
means nothing.
Boyfriend, whatever it is, right, is it has nothing to do with this. Again, ironically, the last mass shooting before this one was apparently a trans person who had all the far-right other ideology, yep. Right? Sexist, yep. Racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic. Bill in Jersey, real quick. Hey, Bill.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Do you think that Cash Patel looks more like the Woodsy the Owl or the... Tripfinder Owl, you know, he's got to be one of those.
Yeah.
But,
yes, I don't know.
Anyway,
Woodsy the Owl is a little less cross-eyed.
That's true.
Yes, go ahead.
Cash Patel eyes. Anyway, yeah, that on Morning Joe, it was like a cavalcade of both sides do. I've never seen it like that. Like within like 10 minutes, and Mrs. said it 20 times.
You know, Bill, that's what I'm saying. If we're going to solve this, you have to start with a set of facts. And Chris Ray, who's a lifelong Republican, just, I don't know what the number is, 97% or something, he said, of the violence is right-wing in this country. And they can't keep saying up is down and expect anything to change, right?
Right. Well, they trade emotions for facts.
Right.
When they think they're talking about facts, it's just emotions. And, you know, and there is no extreme left wing. I grew up in the 70s, and I know what extreme left wing. There's nothing now like that.
Yeah. Someone was talking about it. It reminds them of the 60s, the assassinations. But I said, you know, Chris, we've never had a president like this.
Right.
That actively inflames and makes everything worse and incites. Mm-hmm. 58 minutes after the hour, we have Pastor John Pavlovich coming up.
92.7 WMDX, a Mad City state of mind.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, WGBW afternoon host and actor Eric Westfall joins in studio. Then Mental Health Warrior Film Festival founder Max Blaska joins. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says it appears there is a deal to keep TikTok up and running in the United States. There were meetings in Madrid today ahead of the Wednesday deadline for China to either agree to a sale or the app would be banned in the U.S., an announcement from the White House expected later this week. On his way to Britain this week, President Trump says he is ready to move ahead with stiffer sanctions against Russia, but only if NATO countries do the same.
It comes as tension is running high in Eastern Europe. Russia and Belarus holding joint military exercises as Romania Saturday scrambled fighter jets after Russian drones violated their airspace, the second incursion over a NATO country in less than a week. Just days earlier, Poland forced to shoot down more than a dozen Russian drones that crossed into the country's airspace.
ABC's Mary Bruce, Vice President Vance, preparing to host Charlie Kirk's talk show today. This is ABC News.